Sudan, back in 2010, was identified as a stop and search hotspot, where there were an almost inexplicable amount of stops and searches, use of the stop and search power by the PSNI, well over 5,000, in fact. So any decrease in that's to be welcomed. But of course, what we want is normal policing. What we want is some equity across the board in terms of how people are treated in this district compared with how people are treated in other districts throughout the north.
Last year, there were still 517 stop and searches. Do you believe this is still too many?
I do. When there are 365 days in a year, so that's between one and two people being stopped and searched each, an equivalent of each day. Now, that's still far too many, in my view, in terms of normal policing. What we do have to do is look at why people have been stopped and searched, look at the arrest figures, which are very low compared with the stop and search. So we have to look at why police are stopping people, whether that's a reasonable use of the stop and search. We don't expect that every person who's stopped and searched should be arrested or need to be arrested. Of course, we don't look for that. But what we're saying is that the police should think very carefully before they use the power of stop and search. It's a very invasive use of their power, and it should only be used where it's deemed necessary.